为大家平安。
Easter, everyone.
我们今天要一起来啊，继续思想就是制造平安的人。
And today, sermon is focused on the makers of peace. 啊，
这我们上次说了，这是啊，准备了五篇的信息啊，来讲到。我们基督徒是应该是一个制造平安的人。
Last time we started the sermon and we started a series of sermons. There will be five of them. And we talked about the makers of peace as Christians.
从前啊，有一对年轻的夫妇，他呢有一个瞎眼的孩子，他们是信主的。在教会与弟兄姊妹相处得很好。
There was a young couple who had a blind child, and this couple, they're believers and they got along with people in their church very well.
小孩子虽然是瞎眼，但在父母爱的抚养下，他是一个聪明开朗的孩子。
Although the child was blind, but he was bright and cheerful because he was raised by his loving parents.
有一天教会崇拜结束后啊，他爸爸就抱着这两岁多的这个瞎眼的孩子，跟大家一起轻松的闲聊哈。
One day after service, the father of the child was socializing with people with this child in his arms.
忽然啊，有一个爱这个开玩笑恶作剧的叔叔啊。就从这个爸爸手中把这孩子抢过来，就跑啊跑到那个教会外面的庭院里去。
There was an uncle who loved pranks. He suddenly picked up the child from the father's arms and then ran out into the courtyard.
哎，这孩子啊，他也不哭也不闹，哈，一点都不惧怕的样子哈。
But the child didn't cry, nor did he make a fuss.He didn't even appear to be afraid.
嘿，这个恶作剧的这个叔叔就很压抑地问啊，说小宝啊，你不害怕吗？我是坏人哎，要把你卖给别人了。
So the uncle was surprised. He asked, "Little one, are you not afraid? I'm a bad guy, and I wanted to sell you to the bad guys."
这小孩就肯定地说啊，你才不是坏人呢，你不会把我卖掉。
But the child said with certainty, he said, "You're not a bad guy, and you will not sell me to the bad guys."
这叔叔说，你怎么知道我不是坏人啊？
And the uncle asked, "How do you know that I'm not a bad guy?"
这孩子就回答说啊，是我爸爸让你抱的，你才不会是坏人呢。
And the child replied, "My father let you hold me. You're not a bad guy."
所以这才两岁多的瞎眼孩子，因着他对他爸爸的信任。而有平安，让我思想到我们基督徒神的儿女有没有因着对神的信心就我们是不是更应该拥有这样的平安在这世上生活哈。
So this blind child who was just 2 years old, he had peace because of his faith in his father. And let us think about our Christians who are God's children. Shouldn't we have peaceeven more so because of our faith in God.
我们在两周前讲这一系列到这个制造平安的人。
About a couple of weeks ago, we started this series, The Makers of Peace.
因为看到这当今时代真的是缺乏爱、缺乏平安，充满了焦虑啊，我就心中甚是难过。所以我们真的是神的儿女，我们应该做什么？我们应该其实是一个平安，神的平安带给世人。我们应该是个制造平安的人。
I saw this world, it is lack of love and peace in today's world, and I'm saddened by this, and I also feel worried. I want all of us to think, as God's children, what should we do? We should be the makers of peace, and we should bring peace to this world.
因为在马太福音五章九节那边说，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, it says, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
我们也特别解释这个原文上那个使人和睦啊，只是部分，是应该说是制造和睦、制造平安、制造和平的人。
And in the original script, the peacemaker should be translated into makers of peace.
Yeah. 那我们啊。在第一篇的信息里面，我们就讲到对平安的认识啊，一些平安的争议哈，平安的内容啊，平安的领域哈，我们呢，也特别的说到，所有的这些啊，拥有真正平安，就是唯有啊，在耶稣基督里，我们才能得着，是在耶稣基督里，我们有得到平安的确据。
In the first sermon of the series.We talked about the truth, the meaning of peace, the content of peace, as well as the domains of peace. We also know that Jesus is the only assurance towards the true peace.
如果不记得哈，我们谢谢咪咪帮我们已经放在网上，我们网上在咪咪的帮助下，越来越上轨道哈。
And if you want to review the past contents, you can look it up in our website. Mimi, Sister Mimi had helped us to put more contents there, and we're thankful to her effort.
在那篇信息里面，我们特别讲到平安的领域呢，至少有四方面，所以我们未来的四篇道哈啊，就会来继续讲到这个四方面，我们是与神和好，与己和好，与人和好，在世上享平安。
So in the first sermon, we talked about the four domains of peace. Therefore, in the future, including today, we will talk about these four domains. This includes having peace with God, having peace within you, having peace with others, and having peace in this world.
那我们都知道要其实平安是真正的平安从耶稣基督来，所以我们要先认罪悔改，领受这个新生命啊，这个让主做我们的救主，与神和好，这是我们的得到平安的第一步。
So we know that the first step for us to achieve true peace is that we must recognize sins and we must repent sincerely and accept Jesus as our personal savior, so that we can be reconciled with God.
所以我们今天特别的在着重在第二信息里面讲到与神和好。
Therefore, today we will focus on having peace with God.
因为与神和好是我们得到真平安的起点的。
Because having peace with God is the starting point of gaining true peace.
也就是我们与神和好，我们跟自己有这个平安啊。才是源头哈，我们从与神和好，才更认识神，认识自己，能够与自己有平安。
And having peace with God, this is a starting point of having true peace. This is also the source of having peace within yourself.
同样的，我们是与神和好，我们才知道与人怎么样和好，感受到神的爱，我们有爱心，才知道与人彼此相爱。
This is also the foundation to have peace with others, because once you feel the love from God, then you know how to love others.
我们更是与神和好了以后，我们才有这个能力面对这世上许许多多的，我们现在都不必讲哈，多么很多东西都让我们平安。所以与神和好是我们能够在世上有平安的这个力量哈。
And having peace with God is also the power to have peace in any circumstances in this world.
那我就要先来问了、我们基督徒已经信主了，我们在座的都信主受洗了，已经有平安的，为什么我们还要再讲说与神和好，与神之间有平安啊？
The first question I want to ask is that why do Christians not have peace with God? For example, everybody here, you are baptized and you are supposed to be reconciled with God through the Lord Jesus. Then why do we have the need to talk about having peace with God?
那我现在叫你安静的想想，你很爱神吗？你有没有心里面对于神某些事情啊，觉得不是好啊？或者反过来说，另外一种角度来说，你想许许多多的基督徒哈，他们跟神的关系没有很好，是什么原因呢？
So let's think about this. Do you truly love God? Do you agree with God on everything? Or in another view, when you look at other Christians, what do you think of their issues when they have no peace with God?
你们说什么原因？
What are some of the reasons that we have no peace?
我先讲一点哈，人犯罪了以后就跟神不和睦，来就像小孩子犯错了跟父母就搞不好，对不对？所以第一点，如果我们犯罪，这个对每个人都一样哈，所以我们要怎么样，立刻认罪悔改，就是孩子犯错了跟爸爸妈妈赶紧道歉，来爸爸妈妈爱我们，一定原谅我们，对不对？所以基督徒神的儿女跟神没有peace，是因为我们不乖，我们言语思想言语行为我们不讨神喜悦的时候，这是大家都公认的，对不对？
One reason that we have no peace with God is the unrepented sins. So when you have sinned, just like when a child made mistakes, the first thing that you should do is to repent your sins to God, just like the child should ask from his parents for forgiveness.And if we don't do this, then we will not have peace with God.
还有呢？你们一定想得到的。
What about other reasons?
还有什么原因你想神的儿女，神那么爱我们，但是我们神的儿女跟神好像有点格格不入，或者是不太高兴和不满意。
What makes you think that God loves you so much, but you still sometimes...Don't have peace with him. Don't agree with him.
有些基督徒啊，敢怒不敢言呐、啊，因为还是对神有点害怕，但是心里不爽，对不对
？Some of you may feel angry, but you dare not to say it out, because you still have for our God, you still fear him.
我知道哈，我不是讲人的坏话。我知道有好多人，因为他祷告求东西，求神没有照他的意思给，他就生气了哈，他就生气，他就不来教会了，或者是他就跟神生气，他也不祷告了，他也不要读经了，他跟神生气了。
I know someone that they prayed for something, but they didn't get their prayer answered. They feel angry.So they stop praying, they stop coming to the church, and they stop reading the Bible.
我们不要批评他们、怪罪他们啊！我们要为他们祷告。他们真的是在所需求上，他们有那个迫切，但还没有看到神照他们的意思解决的时候，他们是难过的哈。但我们要知道，这是个原因。当神的儿女跟神关系不好了，没有这个 peace。
And we don't want to criticize them or even judge them, because it is reasonable that they may feel upset when they urgently prayed for something and not be granted their wish according to how they want it to be granted. We should instead pray for them. But I want to let you know that no matter what, this can be a reason that people don't have peace with God, unanswered prayers.
还有人因为在世界好多悲惨的事嘛，甚至好人都遭坏，有些好基督徒也遭坏了，那人看了也心，我们是会心怀不平啊，心怀不平并不是错哈、啊、这个不公平不公义是我们很气愤的，对，但是我们如果把气生在神的身上，我们就搞错了对象了哈。
And there are also other situations whereYou see that good people get wronged, and you see bad things happen to them. And sometimes you would think, why God let this happen? But you should not take take it out on God. But this could be another reason that we don't have peace with him.
牧师，我呢，有一些事情就是很大的迫切，我很迫切人真的是认识神，而且能够知道神爱他，感受到神的爱在世上生活。
I feel so urgently that I want everybody to know God, to feel His love, and to live in this world with His love.
那牧师也很有这个迫切希望家庭好，我这看到儿女跟父母关系不好，我也会很难过，所以我好希望那些孩子呢体恤父母对他们的爱，跟父母有好的关系。
And I also feel urgently about the relationships among family members, especially between children and their parents. When they don't have a good relationship, I feel so passionate that I need to help them. I want the children to reconcile with their parents.
那因为我对神的认识，我更知道人之间的关系，如果因着神的爱的介入，才能够更好。所以牧师真的是很迫切的希望，尤其是基督徒，你已经蒙恩得救，神的爱已经临到你与我，我们如果跟神这个之间关系不够好，那多可惜啊，就我们不能够感受到的爱，每天支取神的爱，支取神的帮助，智慧能力，来成为我们在生活中与人的关系，与家在家庭或者是这世界，这不多可惜啊。
And I know that to overcome the relationship issues among people, the best thing is to have God's love coming into us, to interfere with our efforts. And therefore, it is a pity for me to see that Christians, sometimes they don't know about God's love, and they don't know how to get His love.And they don't work in His love.
所以对于我来说，第一重要的 the first priority 就最优先的，就是希望人能够与神和好，跟神之间有这个平安。
Therefore, the first priority I feel is for us to have peace with God, to be reconciled with Him.
因为那个真的是我们的。爱的根基，爱的力量。你叫他来教会，他如果跟神的关系都不好，他来也就是一个社交团体哈，他随时也可以不满意。
Because having peace with God is the source, the foundation, and the power that we can have to deal, that we can use to deal with other things. If you ask someone to come to the church.But if he doesn't have peace with God, then he may just come to church for social reasons.
同样的，但话讲回来，我们也希望我们用各种方法吸引他们来，至少有机会来听福音哈，并不代表我们不努力在这个，人在生活上、社交上的需要，我们教会也会尽量努力的。
On the other hand, we still want to draw people to the church, even though we may not see that, that they may come at the moment for social reasons or just to get some interactions with Christians.
同样的，在家庭里，夫妻之间，父母与儿女之间，我多么希望，如果神的爱不存在，人其实我们的爱就形容就是破烂的衣服，我们有时候有私心，有偏见，有要求，我们就没有用在神那边领受的真爱里面来成为别人真正的帮助啊。
And if we don't have God's love in us, then our own love would bring selfish agendas, and we may not be able to help people with God's love.
所以我们今天要特别花点时间来讲与神之间有平安的路径。
And therefore today we will see the path to having peace with God.
因为时间的关系，我们会讲好几项，也会引用了好几处的经文。但是我就是希望让大家知道一些基本的这种途径，以及这些重要的事情，重要的神的经文。
I will show you a few scriptures, and I want you to get the basic idea from the scriptures of what we should do.
我们与神和好，第一点当然要诚心悔改嘛。
And the first is to repent sincerely.
因为对于没信主的，我们就说了，在罗马书五章第一节说，我们既因信称义啊，我们信主耶稣是神的独生子，来，我们相信他为我们死在十字架上，我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神和好，神就赦免我们的一切的罪，与我们和好。
In Romans chapter 5 verse 1 it says, therefore since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we believe that Jesus died for us, then we should also understand that we are reconciled with God through Jesus Christ.
我们这已经得救，已经与神和，我刚讲了，至少有一点是大家都会面对的，就是我们思想言语行为我们不够洁净，不够的，我们犯了错，我们没有在完美 的标准之下，我们 就跟神之间就没有和睦哈。
Even though we were saved through Jesus, but sometimes we're not perfect and we're not holy enough that our words, actions, or words are not pleasing to God.
就像一个好的父母永远爱他的孩子，当孩子做出任何事情，他诚心的来到父母面前道歉，父母的爱立刻临到他，宽恕他。神的爱更超越我们世上任何完美的父母。在经文约翰福音一书一章九节，我们常常使用，也就是希望大家每天，我讲至少每天，我们都应该知道这个，而且实际去做。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Just like a loving parent, when his child made mistakes and comes to him for forgiveness, he will show the child his love by forgiving him. God is a better parent than all the parents in this world, and he will forgive us too. If you read 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And we should practice this every day.
所以这个我们基督徒一定要每天的来做，保持我们不因着自己的不好、自己的罪，与神之间有任何的距离啊。
And we should practice this homework every day, so that we can, so that we don't have to be away from God due to our own sins.
第二是。相信神是神的。
And the second is that we need to believe God is God.
你说牧师，我基督徒当然相信神是神嘛。
You may tell me, yeah, of course, God is God.
我们也熟悉希伯来书十一章第六节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
We are familiar with Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
我们也不止一次的来想，这个翻译可能不是最好的翻译哈。中文翻有神，那新闻上也有说到，连魔鬼也是知道有神哈，对吧？那英文也是这样的翻。但是我们知道原文是一个 be 动词哈，其实在旧约新约里面我们都神介绍自己，耶稣介绍 I am who I am， 这里其实可能更好的翻译是说我们要把神当神来信啊。
The original meaning has that we must believe in God as he is the God，
相信他是全真全善全美，他是公平公义，他是全能全知的一位完美至高的神。
And we need to believe God and trust that he is a perfect, holy, omniscient, and almighty God.
所以在这边用于以赛亚书五十五章八到九节这边，耶和华说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。”
In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 9, it tells us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," declares the Lord. "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways.And my thoughts than your thoughts."
当我们相信神是这样伟大的神的时候，你在他的面前凡事是吧，是带着顺服的心的。
When you believe God is God, then you would be obedient to Him.
你看到有些事不明白，你不是说神错了，你不是反对他许可的事情，而是说神我不明白。也许神让我们明白。或者是我们暂时不知道，以后会知道。我们是在伟大这种全知的神的面前，谦卑的在他面前询问与敬拜。
When you see something that you don't understand, you don't feel, you don't doubt him, and you don't disagree with him. What you do is that you ask him with obedience and tell him.That you don't understand today, maybe he will let you understand sometime in the future.
在家庭里面，孩子也许不认同父母的想法。
In our families, our children may not agree with us all the time.
父母也许不是永远的正确，尤其孩子慢慢变成人了以后。不是父母永远比孩子知道的更多。
And the parents may not always know better than the children, especially when they grow up.
何况孩子的一生是孩子希望自己来计划，自己来掌管。
And especially when the child has his own idea of planning his futures.
父母没有这个责任，也不应该在孩子成年以后来。
And the parents, you're not responsible for an adult child. You're also not having the right to plan for him.
但是我们在神的面前就不是这么回事了。
But in front of God, this is different.
这位神爱我们，他们这神是知道所有我们前面的事情，什么对我们真正的好。他为我们都有美好的计划。
God knows everything, and He knows everything ahead of us, and He also has a good plan for each one of us.
我们真的是在神的面前，要学习谦卑的，然后跟神有美好的关系。
Therefore, we must humble ourselves in front of God so that we can have a good relationship with Him.
第三个，我们要相信神的话。
And the third aspect is that we need to believe the word of God.
就是说到，我们应该相信啊，圣经哈。
That means we should trust the Bible.
我这边也引用了两段经文，一个是哥林多后书一章的二十到二十二节。
Here you can see 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 to 22.
在二十节这边说，神的应许不论有多少，在基督里都是是的。
Verse 20 it says, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ."
所以神的儿女。你要相信在圣经里面神对我们一切的应许。
Therefore, as God's children, you must trust God's promises in the Bible.
我们看另外一个是提摩太后书的三章十六到十七节。
And another place, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 to 17.
在十六节一开始就说圣经都是神所默示。
Verse 16 says, all scripture is God-breathed.
对于教训诸者使人归正教导人学义都是有益的教属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
And is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
所以神的儿女要跟神和好，你要来看神的话的。
Therefore, for God's children to be reconciled with God, we must read His word.
如果你为了自己私人的利益思想，你求些事情没有得着，然后责怪神，那是不对的。
If you pray for something for your own benefit, for your own thoughts, for your own actions, and you didn't get your prayer answered, and then you become, then you start to blame God, that is not good, that is not right.
圣经有告诉我们，我们如果照着神的心意求什么，神都给我们。
The Bible tells us that if we pray to God according to His will, He will grant us.
但即使你照着神的心意，你知道是神的应许，但是神用什么方式，神在什么时候来成就，这主权仍然在神手中的。
And also remember, even if you pray according to His will, the way that He grants the will, the timing that He grants your will, is all upon Him.
所以我们要与神和好。我们应该从圣经里面更认识神，更明白神的心意。
Therefore, for us to be reconciled with God, we must understand His will through reading the Bible.
我们才不会在错误里面怪了神，或者是在错误里面得罪了神。
And so that we won't be blaming Him and we won't be offending Him.
第四个，我们要说的是要相信神爱。
And the fourth is that we must believe God loves you.
我们都知道，我们其实是在神的心意下，我们来认识神，认识神的爱，我们回应神的爱。
And we all know that in God's love that we know Him, we respond to Him.
许多的基督徒在信主的时候，他头脑也知道，甚至也感受到神的爱，知道耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
A lot of Christians, when they first become believers, they knew that Jesus died for us, and they knew God's love.
但是慢慢的，哪怕在教会生活，更不要说有些人就不来教会了，跟神好像就越来越没有什么关系了。
But as time went by, it seems that they are not that connected to God.
与神之间是一个不只是头脑这种真理上的相信知道，更跟神是一个关系，是一个。Relationship 哈，是一个关系。
And our we understand God, we have knowledge of Him, but it is important for us to keep to develop the relationship with Him.
就像我们跟人之间的关系，不是你只是你知道他名字，知道他的出生背景，甚至分析一下他的个性，你就跟他有好关系的哈。
Just like when you are interacting with people, it is not enough that you know their background, their culture, and their personalities. That does not give you a good relationship with him.
人之间有很好的关系是在于他们彼此相识、相知，更是彼此怎么样 appreciate。欣赏他，而且感受到彼此之间的相互的相爱。
When you have a good relationship with someone, it's usually that you appreciate what they do for you, and you have interactions with them, good interactions with them.
当我听到夫妻之间彼此常常数算对方对他的好， 哎，我知道这对夫妻一定会有很好的关系。
When I hear the spouse telling me that when I hear that someone tells me that his or her spouse did a lot of good things for him, then I know that the relationship between these two, this couple, is good.
也就是说，我们要有个好关系，常常思念人家的好，人家对你的好。
So to develop a good relationship from your point of view is that you always need to think about how they're good to you.
我在这边有好多项，就是来提醒大家怎么感受到神的爱哈。
So here I give you a few points to remind you how you can remember and experience God's love.
你可以想到神的创造。
You can think about his creation.
我们在创世纪一章二十六到二十七节说，神说我要造我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照他的形象造男造女。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27, then God said,Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
在二章七节这边也说，耶和华使用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Genesis 2:7, then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
你常常的思想到神是多么的爱你，他。为了造你，他用了他自己的形象预备了这美好的世界，都是出于爱。我们在每日的生活里面，早上起来看到太阳起来，看到这个宇宙的美好，看到神所供给的一切，提醒我们神是多么的爱我们。
You can think about God's love through His creation, and you can see that He created you according to His image.And he created this universe so that we can enjoy. And every morning when you get up and you look around how beautiful it is, this should remind you of God's love.
更不要说我们在犯罪是罪人的时候，神也爱我们，耶稣竟然死在十字架上。这拯救的爱，我们时时都应该思想，时时都应该感恩。
And we also should think about God's redemptive love through salvation.Especially when we sinned, and especially when we know that Jesus had died for us on the cross.
所以在罗马书五章那边讲的，我们不是只是知道背啊，一定要去感受啊。为基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And in Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 8, it tells us, But God demonstrates His own love for us in this.While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
更不用说，我们虽然可能在神的保守里面大罪不犯，我们小罪不断啊。常常我们有不够圣洁的思想，常常以后我们没有做美好的见证，没有活出我们该活的美好，我们没有对人彰显神的爱，神都原谅我们，神对我们那永不止息的爱。他对我们的宽容接纳数不尽的，我们难道不感受到神的爱吗？
We may not be committing crimes or sins, major ones, but we always have smaller mistakes or sins that we should remind ourselves of. For example, maybe we didn't do, maybe when we're supposed to do good, but we didn't do, and we fell short. And in these situations, we should always think about how forgiving God is.
我们在生活上，我们也常常有一些需要。
And in our life, we have many needs.
我们常常都是把功劳都给自己的，我们认真嘛，我们努力嘛，我们聪明嘛。
And sometimes we credit the provision to ourselves because we worked hard, because we're smart, we worked smart.
但是，要不是神的恩典，神的供给，我们没有那些机会，我们的身体也随时败坏的不能做什么事的。
But remember, without God's provision, we may not have those opportunities, and we may not have a good health to do all those things.
即使有，结果我们也天天担心明天可能没有哈，我们天天也会担忧这个担忧那个的。
And even if we have those opportunities or good health, we would worry about we might lose them tomorrow.And we will have many, many worries.
但神爱我们，神也在圣经里告诉我们，在马太福音六章三十一节这边说，所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需要的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们先求他的国、他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
And God loves us so much, He told us not to worry. He said in Matthew chapter 6, 31 to 34, So do not worry, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows what you need, knows that you need them.But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
虽然在经文里面说到那个吃啊、喝啊、穿啊都是外邦人所求的，但是没有说就不给我们了。他说这些东西都要给你，所以世人所需要这些生活上的好。神知道，神没有不给我们，神仍然丰丰富富的要给你，要给我的。但是神更让我们知道，我们在世上的生活不仅仅是靠那些东西的。
Even though what we eat or drink or wear seem to be what indicated here as the things that the pagans were running after, but the Lord knows that we need them as well, and He never said He would not give to them, He would not give them to us.Here he said that he will give all of them to us.
神要我们与他亲近，在神的旨意里面活得更充实、更喜乐、更丰盛。
And he said, and he wanted us to be closer to him, so that in him we can live a richer, a more joyful life.
等待是一个很大的信心挑战。
Waiting can be a challenge.
在等待的时候，不少人信心就会软弱，甚至失去了。
When people are in the waiting, they may lose faith, and they may their faith may be weakened or even lost.
所以我们前头讲啊，跟神之间没有平安的时候是一个原因之一，就可能你求什么或你希望什么事情成就，结果迟迟不来嘛。
Therefore, when you don't have peace with God, one of the reasons could be that you ask for things and you've been waiting for it, but it hasn't come yet.
我们说不明白，我们有时候甚至怀疑。
And we don't understand, and sometimes we even doubt.
那时候其实我们真要更来亲近神，让圣灵来帮助我们，来明白神的心意。帮助我们将神的爱浇灌在我们身上，我们要有在信心里耐心的等待。
In those times, we should be even more we should try even more to get closer to God. We should pray for the Holy Spirit to pour God's love in us and help us understand God's will.
我们常常要以这个信心之父哈亚伯拉罕做我们的榜样哈，
We have an example, Abraham. He's a father of faith.
神应许他，他子孙多得不得了，结果等了25年了。
God gave them a promise that he will have numerous descendants, but he waited for 25 years.
但你要相信神，在等待的时候，神更是坚固我们，使我们的信心成长。在等待的时候，让我们更成熟，更塑造我们更美好的生命。
But you must trust in the Lord, because in the waiting, He is helping us to grow our faith.
在马太福音第七章十一节说：“你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人？”
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, it says, "If you then, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?"
要相信神，你等待的时候，也许神觉得这个东西不够好，或者这个时间还不对。所以我们在等待的时候，更是要来清楚地知道自己该做什么，在神的应许里面，我们欢然的来度日。
Trust in the Lord. When you're in the waiting, tell yourself that maybe God's timing is not there yet, or maybe what you have asked is not good enough for you in God's view. In the waiting, try to have patience and keep doing what you're supposed to do.And wait for God's response joyfully.
我不知道，弟兄姊妹，跟我们一起等待这个教堂能够盖好，你的心里想的是什么
？I don't know how you were feeling when we're waiting for this church to be built.
我也不知道你在这个过程里面你的信心成长多少。
And I don't know how much your faith had.Grown in this process.
但正如圣经告诉我们，神的意念高过我们的意念啊，神的道路高过我们的道路，神的时间有他自己最美好的心意。
The Bible tells us that God's thought is higher than our thought, and His way is higher than our way, and His timing is the best.
而且在这等待的过程里面。神让我们经历了他许许的时候彰显他的大能与他的安慰。
And during this waiting process, we have experienced his comfort, we have seen his power through his wonders.
我们还有被管教的时候哈。
Another time is when we're being disciplined.
我们要相信我们尤其自己有犯错的时候，其实是被神提醒、被神管教，是个极珍贵的神向我们彰显的爱。
When we are making mistakes or when we have sinned, we should know that God is revealing His love to us by disciplining us.
我最担心的就是孩子被父母管教以后，他就离家出走了，哈哈。
What I worry the most about a child is that when he is disciplined, he decided to run away.
其实在我高中的时候，我有段时间也特别的有这样的参与，帮助小孩劝他们回家。
When I was in high school, I volunteered in programs to persuade kids who were running away to go back home.
神的儿女更是我们不要跟神生气，或者我们不要以为神不原谅我们。
And for God's children, we should not be angry with God, and we should also not think that God will not forgive us.
相信神爱。
We should trust in His love.
我也曾经跟人说，挨打也要回家。
And I told people that even though your parents spank you, you should still go home.
因为在爱你的管教是疼爱啊，是不会不要那么惧怕哈，是应该害怕，但是比死亡好多了，比那更可怕的远离父母的爱、远离神的爱好多了。
Because disciplining.In love is much better than death.
希伯来书十二章六节说，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打所受辣的儿子。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6, it says, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son.
所以当我们不好的时候，神用一些方法提醒我们，我们反而要 更知道是神出于神的爱，赶紧悔改，来在神的面前得他的保护，归正，然后得他的爱与保护。
So when we are not good, we are disciplined, we must understand that God did this out of love. And it's a reminder for us to turn back right away and to correct ourselves.
还有就是我们在努力认真做事的时候。
And another time is that when we're trying to be good.
哎呀 有些人在真的是蛮好的人，我也认识不少人，不管是基督徒还是还未信主的哈。他们一心要做好，不管是生命的改好或事情做好，但是结果没有改好或者是没有做好，他也很 frustrated 嘛，很难过嘛。
I know that some people, good Christians, that they always try to do good, but sometimes they cannot achieve the result that they wanted, so they get frustrated.
有时候甚至会生神的气了，说你给我这样的，又不给我能力给他做成哈，那也有会有这样的一个负面的思想。
And sometimes they complain to God by saying that you tell me what to do, but you don't give me the capability to do it.
在哥林多后书八章十二节说，因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 12 it says, if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have.
所以其实当我们有心做好和面临一些事情的时候，我们要认真，但不要像世人那样子那么大的得失心哈，对啊。
Therefore, when we're trying to do things and being met with challenges, we should still try our best, but we shouldn't be too concerned about the results.
因为神监察人心的嘛，神知道我们的心意是好的，神知道我们那个愿意，神就悦纳了。
Because God examines our heart, He knows what we wanted to do.And he knows our what we're trying to do, what we're willing to do, and he will be pleased with our hearts.
那在哥林多前书四章一到二节说，人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家，所求管家的是要他有忠心。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 to 2, it says, So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ.And as those entrusted with the secret things of God, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
所以这个话不是只是跟保罗使徒他们讲，也不是跟牧师执事讲，而跟我们每个人都说的。
This is not just for Paul or other disciples or the pastor. This is for each one of us.
我们在神的面前，神都有一些事情在我们人生里面一些托付，也是我们的责任，也是我们的荣幸。
God entrusted each one of us some things to do in our lives. It is our responsibility. It is also an honor.
当我们去做的时候，我们是靠着神的大能，我们欢欢喜喜的忠心去做。
When we are doing those things, we must rely on God's power, and we should do those things with a joyful heart.
不要担心这个事有没有多辉煌、多了不起。我们是把荣耀归给神，我们不担心这些事情在人眼中有没有多么了不起、多么伟大。
And don't worry about the significance of the things you're doing, because we're giving all the glory to God.And we're not worried about how people view our efforts.
就像我们教会那么小的教会，我们有机会我们来建堂，是我们的荣幸，是我们的光荣，也真的是我们诚心向神的感谢。
Just like our church, we're such a small one, and we tried our best to build this church, this building. This is our privilege, and this is also. The glory that we experience with God.
但我们从来就不是要向世人炫耀，从来就不是为了我们自己的光彩。我们的教会未来在神的带领下，到底我们会成为什么样的教会，我们就是忠心认真的做就是了。
But we never wanted to boast ourselves in front of people. We, whatever church that we want, we are going to be, we simply need to faithfully serve the Lord here.
神带领我们来这，给我们坐落在这么方便美好的地方，神有他的心意。
God had brought us all here, and He gave us this beautiful location. He must have His own will.
我们是在爱心里面，我们要多多的去邀请人，多多的去传人传福音，不是为了脸面的关系。哦，我们这教会马上要好多人哦，要不然我们怎么样怎么样？这种心态的正确是极其重要。
In love, we are going out to attract people to our church. It is not our goal to gather a bigger crowd. We should have the right attitude to serve.The Lord in this church.
我们在努力的时候，我们感受到神的爱，神的大能与我们同在，神的让我们欢喜的，真的是跟神有美好的关系，才会做那最正确的事，把神的爱向人彰显。
And when we're trying hard, doing things, we receive love from God, and that is the driving force for us to be joyful, for us to do things, to serve the Lord faithfully.
最后我们就是要来讲这个在困境中。
And the last is when facing difficulties.
我也知道在困境中有时候人真的信心也软弱。
I know that when we are in a challenging situation, our faith can be weak.
我们有时候不知道这个困境什么时候才会停止。
Sometimes we don't know how long the challenge will last.
或者这个挑战我们是否能胜过
？What if we can overcome the challenge？
在哥林多前书十章十三节这边给我们一个很大的安慰。
In First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13, we can see the comfort.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，并不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
你真的要相信神爱你。
And you must trust His love.
我们在做很多的，我们都做父母的。我们的孩子如果做什么事情，我们都在旁边的，超过他能力的，我们一定会去帮助的。
And for those who are parents here, you know that when your child is doing something, you're always standing beside him. Anything that you see, are beyond his capability, you would always help him.
要对神有这样的信心。
You should have the same faith to God.
知道爱你的神与你同在。
And know that the loving God is beside you.
再大的事情，有他在旁边，我们不害怕。
No matter how big the challenge is, as long as He's beside us, we don't need to worry or be fearful.
去感受到神的爱。
And we should feel His love.
因为圣灵会将神的爱浇灌在我们的身上。
Because the Holy Spirit will pour God's love on us.
因为当我们感受到神的爱充满我们的时候，我们看到任何所面临的事情，我们就不惧怕。
Because when we're filled with God's love, we will not have any fear to see challenges in front of us.
这是我在过去这几超过二十年以上吧的经历，就是。真的，你再面临再大的挑战、再大困难，你来到神的面前，你只要感受到神的爱，你知道神知道，你就平安了。
My past 20 years experience tells me that no matter how great the challenges or the difficulties are, you come to the Lord and you trust in his love, then you will receive his peace.
我都不希望我亲爱的弟兄姊妹你们面临到、这些很大的困难，什么不公义不公义，委屈这些事情，甚至一些灾难。巴不得神真的都在神的保护下，你都不面临这些困境。
I know that you are facing challenges. Sometimes it's not, sometimes it's like injustice or disasters that is not usual. But I pray that you don't have to experience them.
那在我一生真的是很幸运的在爱中成长，但我这一生也面临了好几次啊一些啊人眼中看为极大的挑战。
Even though I know that I have grown, I have lived in God's love, I want to let you know that in my life, there are unusual things happened, and I had met with many challenges.
其实在将近五十年前，我就已经感受到我身体的开刀，或者是后来，但是这样子的，知道是因为神的爱帮助我，其实大概在二十多年前，我才更清楚地明白，原来我们最大的力量就是能够知道神爱你。你面临什么事情，你知道爱你的神与你同在，你就真的能够面对甚至胜过。
More than 50 years ago, I knew that I have some weakness in my body, and I didn't learn this until about more than 20 years ago that.The greatest power in us is to know that God loves us. That when you know that God loves you, you can face, even overcome all the challenges.
不只是人之间的关系，当你知道对方很爱你，你就很容易跟他有和好，跟他之间有 peace， 跟神更是，神的爱永远向我们彰显。是我们有没有回应，是我们有没有感受。
Just like when you are developing relationship with a person, if you know that person loves you, then it's very easy for you to have a good relationship with him. Same here with God. We should know that God loves us, and we should know that he had always loved us. He's been there. It is us. The issue is that.Did we feel his love? Did we respond to his love?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的主，我们再次的向你感恩。
Loving Lord, we give thanks to you.
谢谢你爱我们。
We thank you for loving us.
你在爱中创造了我们。
In love, you created us.
你在爱中也拯救再次的重生了我们。
And in love, you saved us and gave us a new life.
主啊，我们真是何等的荣幸，被你所爱，成为你的儿女。
It is such a privilege to be loved by you and to be called your children.
愿你的儿女天天都知道，爱我们的父神，真是是在每天与我们同在。
May your children be reminded of the fact that you are with us every day.
不管我们在生活里面临任何的事情，凡事或者是任何的困难，主啊，愿我们都知道要与你亲近，从你那支取爱与力量。
No matter what kind of situations that we face in our lives, may we know that we should always come to you and take strength from you to help ourselves.
谢谢主，让我们做你的孩子。
Lord, thank you for accepting us as your children.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.